was an Anzac Day occasion to remember, or perhaps forget, in Auckland yesterday, with another sold-out crowd on hand to support the Warriors. The home side couldn't shake off some pretty concerning early-season NRL form, beaten 27-24 by the lowly Gold Coast Titans. After racing to a 12-0 lead, the Warriors conceded the next 27 points before a late fight back fell just short. Sam Hewitt commentates on Warriors games for media outlet SENZ and joins us now. Kia ora, Sam. This is pretty concerning, isn't it?
Well, concerning probably is the right word at this stage, Ben. Two losses, like you said, to teams that are very much down the bottom of the NRL ladder, and the Gold Coast Titans, who hadn't even had a win in 2024. So I know sometimes Warriors fans can be a little bit emotional. I think they've sort of got reason to be a little bit now. Through eight rounds of the NRL, we haven't quite seen the Warriors team that we saw in 2023.
They seem to be, do you think the crowd was let down given such a big occasion, massive atmosphere, and then a performance like that?
Oh, 100%. Like, I try not to be, I guess, too harsh on a team given, you know, it's only been two really bad performances. But you're right, it's an Anzac Day game at home, which the Warriors haven't had since 2015. So much meaning in that day for both Australians and New Zealanders. But to have it at home at Mount Smart with you know, 24,000 people and all the ceremony going on beforehand, I was actually hearing in the game afterwards as well, the commentators saying, you know, there's no excuse for you not to put out an absolute, you know, 110% performance given the importance of the day. And you're right, Warriors fans were let down. That's a game they should have won, not just because of the day, but because it was the Titans, a team that hadn't got a win, a team that was right down the bottom of the ladder, a team that leaks points for fun, and a team the Warriors should have put away. They really should have put them away.
Even in the worst of times, Warriors fans are pretty impressive. They often stick behind the team. But does this risk that next level of fanaticism that's happened over the last year sort of waning?
Yep, absolutely, and you can probably see that on the social media channels. That is, like you mentioned, the Warriors bandwagon. It is a little bit fickle at times, but that's at the end of the day, that is sport. It's what it's based on, is performance. And Cam George, the CEO of the Warriors, has said this for years and years and years: the only way to keep the club going successfully and to get people to the games is to win. As soon as you start losing that, you're going to get people turning away. And I think the difference from last year to this year, Ben, and there were games last year that we lost. There was actually three in a row we lost last year with a similar record through 10 rounds that the Warriors are facing at the moment. But the games that were lost last year were games where the Warriors competed. They were close, that even though they did lose on the scoreboard, it felt like they had won certain areas of the game. That's not happening through the losses this season. And I think that's why some Warriors fans are turning off and saying, you know what, this ain't the team from last year, and I'm just going to go take a time out for a couple of weeks.
What do you think the coach needs to do, Andrew Webster? What changes should he make?
Well, he's got to fix, there's two real key areas, and I know this is going to sound cliche, attack and defence, but there's two key areas he's really got to fix. The goal line defence at the moment is, I think, statistically one of the worst in the competition. And this is from a team that in 2023 had the best defensive record in the NRL alongside the Penrith Panthers. So something needs to change defensively on the goal line. I'm not sure whether that's positional shifts, whether that's some sort of strategic move, but the goal line defence needs shoring up, and fast. The other end on attack, look, I want to see, I've said this for the last couple of weeks, I want to see Roger Tuivasa-Sheck moving to the wing. The centre experiment isn't really working. We've had eight games of it now. I would have thought that was long enough. Marcelo Montoya's not getting the ball he needs from Roger. Roger's not getting the ball at the right time to be able to take on defenders one-on-one. And look, the best game Roger played, well, one of the best games he's played, one of the best games the Warriors played, was against the Rabbitohs, where Roger played on the wing. So why not shift Roger out to the wing? You can bring in Ali Leotoa, the young New South Wales Cup boy who's an absolute gun, to play in the centre, to spark a little bit of attack, and maybe it's about just finding something, Ben. You know, the Warriors need to find something here on attack, because at the moment they're getting all these sets, all this possession, they're completing at 80%, they're kicking well, but they're not getting points at the end of it, and
perhaps,
that is concerning.
Perhaps they'll have some hope in the future with the signing of Jet Cleary, which is going to be great news. Thank you so much for your time, Sam. That is Sam Hewitt, who commentates on Warriors games for SENZ.